My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Mama Podcast. This is Jenna Gibbons. Thank you so much for joining me today. It is 2024. We have so many exciting podcasts coming up, episodes coming up this year. And I am so thrilled today to have Ciara. Hi, Ciara. How are you?
Hey, Jenna. Great. How are you?
Wonderful. Ciara is with us today from Faithfully Natural Soap Company. And I am so excited for her to share not only about her products and about just wonderful, healthy skincare, but just her journey and her story of how she got to really create this business and serve others through her products. So I'm super excited to have you here today. And so we're going to kind of chat a little bit about her story, how she, how God has just called her to basically just change her life and start this incredible business. We're going to talk a little bit about God's calling in our lives and why these skin products are important for you and your health. And we're also going to kind of talk about some changes that you can maybe make in your life to make your skincare cleaner and safer for you. And Ciara's going to talk also, you know, a little bit about her products and how you can reach out to her and just see everything that they make. It's just, I want to buy everything, Ciara. I just really do. And we'll talk more about your products, but your soaps, your baths, everything is just wonderful and good for you. So welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you. If you just want to kind of introduce yourself a little bit, tell us about your story and how and why you started your company and how God led you there. I'm so excited for people to hear.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And it's an honor to be here. Always love chatting with you. And it's just crazy to me that I'm even here talking to you about, owning a business and natural skincare, because this was definitely not in the cards for my husband and I. So my husband and I have been together going on 11 years. We have two kiddos, soon to be 9 and 5, Michael and Peyton. And yeah, we just never in a million years even thought that we would go this route. So we're from New York. My husband is an iron worker by trade. So he builds all the steel buildings and bridges and just all the things. So he would be 60 stories in the sky. And
Oh my gosh, I never knew that.
Yeah. Wow. And I work for an insurance company full time from home, thankfully. And so COVID happened in New York, and you know, we did all the things. We pulled our kids from daycare. We organized a group of 12 families to sew masks for frontline workers and do Meals on Wheels for the elderly with our kids. And then my son started kindergarten. And we were like, okay, you know, this is new. You know, he's in kindergarten, he's learning to read and write, and he's only in school 2 days a week. He's behind a desk with plexiglass and masks and just all the things that are not conducive to learning. And prior to, we just never questioned anything. You know, you're just living in New York. I mean, I had never even heard of anybody being homeschooled. Just like it's not a thing there. You work, you go to corporate world, you get the pension, the 401k, and all the things. And, you know, you work really hard to build a beautiful life. And we did all the things. And then I met a family through kind of protesting for schools to be open, and you know, other states are open and kids are living normally and they're having a right to an education that they deserve. And I met a family, and really it was just God. He was like, I don't know what your beliefs are or if you believe in God, but I'd love to invite you to our home church. And so I went, and they were live streaming a pastor in California. And then my first Bible study with them was the book of Revelation. And I grew up knowing about God, but never having my own relationship with him. And yeah, then it was kind of like a snowball effect. My husband left his career, we sold our house, and then 7 months later we moved to Tennessee.
Gosh, it's amazing. What brought you to Tennessee?
So at the time it was really like, what states are functioning as normal as possible where we can give our children a childhood. You know, kids are only little for so long. Once they lose that innocence, there's never getting it back. And we just really wanted to give our kids a different life. And so it was kind of like the top states that were open. And we just took an exploratory tourist trip to Tennessee and we did all of the things, you know, Nashville, Chattanooga, Knoxville, all the tourist things, Gatlinburg. And the plan was, my husband's union is based in Nashville here as well, because it's kind of like all over the country. And we were like, he's already driving an hour and a half. We put Nashville at the center, and we did an hour proximity in all the directions. We came here probably about 4 or 5 times after that first trip, and we drove 1,100 miles all around Middle Tennessee. We checked in all of the towns, and that was kind of like, where can we? He'll go back to work. The kids will do all the things that they do at home with sports. And yeah, we just ended up in Clarksville. God was like, this is where you're supposed to be. It was the first place that we checked out and the last place that was on my list.
That's amazing. That's crazy. What an amazing story. Just, you know, and in fact, I forgot how to chat about how we even met. Like, so we met through who Laura and Topher, who were on the show, also who are going to be on the show, and they had also been talking, you know, about kindergarten. And there's so many people lately I've been talking with that have said, like, as soon as their kiddos entered kindergarten, you know, they're like, this is not the right fit for our family, you know. And it's, I think, and the same thing happened with me and my son. You know, like, kindergarten, you think of, you know, how we were growing up, at least, you know, where you're playing and you're exploring and you're doing all the things, like you said, that's fostering childhood. And it's much different now. And I think that, but also everything with COVID, I think a lot of people realize what they wanted for their children. And it's crazy to me, just this seeing this theme of right around kindergarten, several people are like, you know what, we have to do something different. And that's amazing. And you know, so you came to Tennessee, and how in the world did you go from these careers, which I never knew your husband did that, like that's crazy, to making soap? Like, how did that happen?
I always tell people it's just God. That's like the simplest answer. My husband is not a computer guy. You cannot take a man who's 60 feet in the air or 60 stories in the air and like put him behind a desk. He does all of our soap labels. He will say that I am just the face of the business now. He makes all of the products. But really, we moved here in June, the end of June, and we said, okay, you know, school here starts in August. We'll take the summer off. You'll go back to work. You know, after we enjoy our summer, we were going on vacation. And then I took a soap making class July. It was like a random Facebook pop-up, like a local soap maker was hosting a class on a Friday night. And I was like, okay, you know, like I don't know anyone here. Let me just take this. This sounds cool. And kind of our non-toxic lifestyle kind of started in New York. I had a friend who got my son hooked on Cheez-Its. And then I learned about red dye and kind of started from there, cutting out all of the processed and just kind of learning about dye and ingredients and reading labels and all of the things. So when I saw the soap making class, it was like natural soap. And I said, okay, let's try this. Took the class and I was like, wow, I could do this for our family, just to get us off of mainstream box store soap. And yeah, I took the class and then started posting about it on social media. Friends and family saw and wanted to buy. And then here's this business. About a year and a half later, we've shipped to 37 states last year and Puerto Rico. It's crazy.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. And then you came to our farm school and taught how to, our kids how to make soap, and they loved it. And I know a lot of the moms from our farm school still follow you and just adore everything you do. Like it's amazing, like just the whole journey of it and learning so quickly. So I may have missed this, but when you moved, you like when was that? What year was that when you came here and started?
So we came on that tourist trip to Tennessee November of 2021.
Okay.
And then we not shortly after that put our house on the market and sold and all of the things and moved here the end of June of 2022.
Okay. Gotcha. Wow. It's crazy. That's
Want to say
amazing.
that it wasn't even initially Mike was not on board. Mike was very much like, his union is the cream of the crop in New York. He waited online, I think over 12 hours just to be able to apply for this position. He had to take a written test, a physical test. It was, lots of sacrifices were made to have this career. And it was not easy initially for him to, be on board with the whole moving. He was just like, no, we're going to stay here and ride it out. And we're going to retire from this. And then things happened with work where he was like, one day he just came home and was like, you're right, we have to move.
It's just incredible. And that like you all work, so you basically work as a team together, making doing your business essentially. Are you still working also and doing this, or is this full time for you guys?
Yeah, so he's full time doing it, and then I still work. Thankfully, I got to work from home, so it's not too bad. But the goal is eventually just not even for the business, but to have multiple streams of income that allow us to kind of homeschool, homestead, travel, and just enjoy our babies while they're
Yeah,
still our babies.
absolutely. What an incredible story. And so, and we had kind of talked that we want to make sure we talked about this on the show today. So how, basically God led you to do this, to make this huge life change. Why do you think, it's so important for us to listen to God's calling in our lives? Why do you think that's such an important thing for us to recognize and then also, to honor and to obey to that calling?
Yeah, well, and that's just the key word is obey, because if we didn't, if we didn't say God is calling us out of New York, we don't know why. We just know we're not supposed to be here. If we didn't sell our house, leave a career, move 900 miles away from everybody and that we know, we didn't know anybody in Tennessee. We just said, this is what God is telling us to do, and we have to listen. I mean, I wouldn't be here talking to you today.
Yeah. And delivering to however many states. And I mean, like, and you're not even, and we'll talk in a minute, I mean, you're not even making soap anymore. You're making all kinds of things now, which is just look what it's led to and how many people you're affecting and you're teaching kids and, all this kind of stuff. So it's amazing, if you, like you said, if honoring that calling, like what you could be missing, right? Or what we truly would should be, obeying what he's asking us to do, because there is a reason and it's amazing.
And just knowing that, having the faith to know that these are doors that he's opening, being really just in prayer over decisions before we go into them. And how can we glorify his name and just spread the message? Because if God can change our life, we're not special. We're not privileged. We're not lucky. These are things that, like, God has provided us with opportunity time and time again, and we just continue to obey and walk out in faith. And every time I'm just like blown away with
Yeah.
what he does for us. And just with the business in general, starting a business, so many people were hey, you shouldn't put God in your business. You know, our logo has a cross. You shouldn't talk about God. And I struggled with that initially, because I was like, if I take him out of it, we won't even have a business. You know, the name came to me in church one day. I was praying on names and we were in church and the name just came to me. And, you know, we send out a Bible scripture with every order because it's more than just a soap company. Like you said, we make shampoo, conditioner, bath soaps, and towel body butter. It's really so many people, it's been a blessing. Like people have prayed over me and my family, and we've had the opportunity to pray over people. And, you know, just Topher and Laura, like going to a homeschool event because Heidi St. John was going to be there and just speaking about things that were applicable in my life. It's just been the biggest blessing.
Amazing that you're serving far beyond, like you said, skin products and hair products. You are touching people's lives, and I think that that's exactly right when you said, like, how could I take his name out of it, when he's the one that's called us to do this, so that is extremely honor, just admirable, and thank you for sharing that. So let's talk a little bit about the products that you make and why you make them. You kind of touched on that a little bit. Why do you think locally sourced quality skincare is so important for us today, especially with there's so many products out there that are, at the supermarket you could get, or that are easy to grab? Why should we be careful with what we're putting on our skin?
Yeah, well, I just think that we're not taught these things and you don't know until you know. So like for us, we had no idea. You know, we were just getting the name brand Sam's Club special for the
On
longest
sale, yeah, what's on sale,
time. And the whole local thing for us is really like it's empowering customers to be informed and educated consumers because so many people it's overwhelming, you know, when you tell people there's fluoride in your water and, you know, this is what dyes do. And this is what, you know, so many people don't even know that if you flip over the box of something at the grocery store, you can look for contains a bioengineered food product. You know, like we're just not taught these things. So for us, if we're getting out of the mega box store, we want to put back into the local community. And you can find a maker for just about anything. So for us, it's important that through our business, we also support other independently owned businesses because it's supporting other families. It's putting money back into the local economy. You know, so we use tallow. So tallow is rendered down beef fat, and we source from three local farms here in Clarksville and always just looking to add new businesses to who we work with. So our soap dishes, they're also made locally. Our labels for our products, also made locally. So as much as we can, we don't support big box stores.
Yeah,
Just
absolutely. And there's
more.
so many wonderful local places, that make amazing products that, need us and are doing the right thing, and you should support them. That's amazing. And our skin's important, right? Isn't that it's our largest organ? Is that right? Like, so it absorbs everything that, that we put on it. It's a huge thing to take care of.
Absolutely. And it is absorbed so quick into our bloodstream that I think I was reading something on average. They said women, before they even leave the house, are exposed to like several hundred different chemicals, you know, because it's from the dish soap they are washing your hands in, the perfume, the makeup. I mean, the clothes, some of our clothes are sprayed in formaldehyde before they even leave the factory. So it's just constant toxic exposure and overload. And this is why so many things are rampant with
Right.
autoimmune and sicknesses and endocrine disruptors and plug-ins and candles. And just that's
Right.
why I say it can be overwhelming, but it really doesn't have to be. You know, you can start one product at a time. If you're running low on something, just replace that product. And I always say it's really just, I didn't pick this life, it picked me. I had no idea about any of these things until I didn't have a choice anymore. So you have two options when you find out about this. You can either do something about it because you care and you want to make the change, or it doesn't bother you enough to make it, and that's okay. these are our convictions and this is what works for our family. It doesn't have to be what works for everybody. And everybody has different levels. You know, sometimes you'll have people who throw everything in their house out all at once because they're just so sick of it. Or you have little, you know, baby steps that you make, and that's okay. Everybody's journey is different.
And we're kind of going, I was about to ask you anyway. So one of the things you said was to, because I was going to say, what are some tips we could give, families of, how we can switch to be, safer and cleaner with our, not just our skincare products, but with, other products in our home. So one of those, was to kind of switch out, like you said, so it's not overwhelming, in general, and also just for financially too, right? So kind of just to kind of switch out yourself, as you're getting rid of things and replacing things. Do you have any other tips for people if they are, or things that they can change, like to start with, that would be safer and cleaner in their home for their skin or just in general?
Yeah, and just because we don't necessarily love to support big box stores doesn't mean there's not a time and a place for it. You know, we still go to Costco and we still occasionally will go into Walmart. So it's just if those are convenient for you, they absolutely still have products that you can. I mean, there's some grass-fed, grass-finished tallow skincare companies that are on Amazon. You know, so you still have access to those things with convenience. It doesn't have to just be all or nothing. You can make those little steps. So I really just say swap out one product at a time, find out what your big thing is going to be. If it's going to be red dye, cut out those. If it's going to be skincare, if you want to start with deodorant, aluminum-free deodorant, or if you want it to be toothpaste, you know, fluoride-free, look into all of those things. And don't just take one person's word for it. You know, do your own research. I mean, there's so much out there. There's podcasts and blogs and books, and there's just so much information now that you can really just find what your convictions are going to be and start there. And then when it comes to reading labels, I always tell people, if you can't pronounce it, generally stay away from it. So, you know, you don't have to spend time being overwhelmed and looking up a million different ingredients. Look for minimal ingredients in the item and things that you can pronounce and you know what they are.
Awesome advice. It's great to know, like, people don't have to be overwhelmed to make this, life change. And I like how you said, what is your, what are you convicted? Like, maybe there's one thing you focus on right now that is really important to you and your family, and start there, and as we're kind of talking about products, I'd love for you to kind of share a little bit about the things that you all that you make, that you are, I think you have some new things that you've just started to be to making. So just kind of sharing a little bit about your products and where you can purchase them. And yeah, just a little bit about what you all make. It's, I mean, your stuff is just beautiful. I talk about your label. I love your label. I never thought I would say that soap is pretty, but your soaps are pretty. They're beautiful. Like, from the label to how you cut them to like the sprinkles you put on top. I mean, I'm just like, I have my bars of soap for me. I almost didn't want to touch them because I was like, they're just so beautiful. I just want to look at them.
Well, you're not alone. We hear that all the time. People say they look good enough to eat. If they're wet, they're like, this looks like food. We started with soap and we knew that we wanted to be as natural as possible. Local farmers, so fresh rosemary, just things that are seasonally in stock and available to us. We started with soap and now we have a full line shampoo and conditioner bars, and they're pH balanced shampoo and conditioner without all of the chemicals and plastic. And we try to be as sustainable as possible. So our packaging is also eco-friendly. We have magnesium bath soaks. So we also source the magnesium from an independently owned company out of Houston, Texas, and they source their magnesium from the Dead Sea. So it's just really important to us to get high quality ingredients to provide you with so that it takes the guesswork out of it for you. While we're educating, we're also supplying you with clean options that it's for the whole family. It's not just for the mom who wants to splurge on herself. Really, these items are from, you know, children all the way to mom and dad. So shampoo, conditioner, deodorant, bath soaks, tallow body butter, lip balm, and then this year we are working on a liquid soap and some hydrosol.
I can attest to your the soaks, the like, I was not feeling well at all. And I mean, I just, it was just amazing. You know, even if you can do a quick bath, like it doesn't have to be a long one, but I just felt so much better after. I love the little sack that you have in there so you don't get like the salt everywhere. Just everything is so well thought of. It's such a thoughtful process of everything that you've put together. So, and how can what's the best way for people to reach you? I know your website's beautiful. Is it what's the best way if they have a question about a product from you, or what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, so social media, website, you can send us a message through the site. You can send us a message on Instagram and Facebook. We have a TikTok, but admittedly, I am not as active on there. So really, Instagram and the website, you can get in contact with us.
And you're also in the Nashville area. You're also at local businesses as well, right? With your products that are for sale there as well.
We have some shops that carry us wholesale, and in Nashville, we're at Bits and Pieces Boutique in the Germantown area. And then here in Clarksville, we have quite a number of businesses who believe in our product and support us. And it's always an honor. I mean, I can't, like I said, even believe that I'm here talking to you about this and that there's businesses who want to carry us and customers who believe in us and just the testimonies who have come in from customers who, our product has helped them with a skin ailment or some sort of a success story. It's just wild to me. Such a blessing.
Amazing. Well, like you said in the beginning too, you know, when he calls us to do something, which oftentimes you don't know what is going to happen or what the end result may be, or you know, it's scary, like the unknown. I feel like you said, you know, after every decision you make, you pray on and keep going forward in his path. He provides for you, which is just unbelievable. So I am so excited for y'all, like just what's to, for the future, and just how you are helping the community and sharing your faith. So thank you so much. I have a couple fun questions for you. I always do at the end of the episode. So one would be, what is a food weakness that you have?
Right now, anything scratch cooked, we're loving, with the cold weather. Chicken and dumplings has been a huge hit. We're trying to go slow carnivore in our house. Although I love sourdough, we're trying to slowly cut some things out just to get to the root. And this is just to say, like, we're also not perfect. Just because we live this lifestyle, we're still in a constant battle of the world and trying to get to the root of, I still have eczema flare-ups. What's causing that? So working with a functional medicine doctor. So that's why we're kind of going carnivore. So, good grass-fed, grass-finished beef and local meats, just all the things scratch made.
Yeah, I love that. That's what we going back to the basics, which I think is what we all need these days anyway. Do you have a favorite quote or Bible verse that you kind of live by?
The Bible verse that's really been kind of what I walk with as of lately is Ephesians 6:12, and it's just my reminder that with everything going on in the world, it is spiritual. There's just a spiritual battle that's happening, and that's kind of one that I've been walking with for a little bit.
Absolutely, especially right now, there's a lot going on, and just to for me, I think it's making sure that my relationship with God is consistent and constant, and even when things are scary and unknown, that He's always there. He is the consistent one, so I love that. Thank you. And then I have a major accomplishment on here. I feel like obviously your business is a huge accomplishment, but is there anything else that you've just been proud of in over the years or in your life?
Yeah, just the ability for my husband and I to really work as a team and answer the calling that God has placed on our lives, to know that, like, no matter what, we're going to make these decisions together with God in charge, and we're going to do the best for our family.
Yeah. So you're homeschooling your kiddos and running businesses and working. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, so Michael's still in a Christian school. This is his last year, so we'll be pulling him come May. We weren't able to get out of his contract previously, so
That's right.
we also in prayer, if God doesn't want him to be homeschooled this year, then it's meant for us to start with our daughter, and that's where we're at with it. But yeah,
That's amazing.
excited to kind of get started.
Yeah, and you're doing it. I mean, I think many people who are maybe hesitant to homeschool, or like, well, I can't, because I'm working, and maybe some people can't, maybe they're full time, working. But if you're able to make it work and it's, important to you and your family, and like, you can work from home, and it is possible to do and teach your kids and be together at home. And I love, that you all working towards, which I try to do too, is to be able to have that freedom to be able to provide for your family and also foster their childhood and travel, like you said, and be together, which is really important. So yeah, and then the last thing is just if you have any great advice you've ever received that you might want to share with our mamas who are listening.
Yeah, I think the best advice, and it's so cliche because they always tell you like to just enjoy them while they're little, but really like the moments go by so fast. I saw a mom holding her son and he was outgrowing her arms, and it just made me think of like the last time I held my son. He's like already up to my chin. He's so big. And just really prioritize your family because you're replaceable everywhere else. You're not replaceable at home. So I think so many times people think that I can't do it because of this, And a lot of the times it boils down to choices. It's not easy. I'm not saying that this is easy by any means, but these are sacrifices that we've made that work for us. So, it doesn't have to work for you, but if it's something that's on your heart, you can most times try to find a way to incorporate that into your lifestyle.
I love that. And I feel like many people right now are in that feeling of, wanting to foster their childhood to be with their kids. And because it is a fleeting time, like you said, like 1 minute they're two, the next minute they're 10, and then they're teenagers. And I love that you're replaceable everywhere, but as a mother, it's, you're it. You're their person, you're their mama. And if you're able to make it work and feel that on your heart that it's time. And I think it's for a lot of us, like how your story and my story to homeschool. I never thought I was going to homeschool, just wasn't in the cards, And then when you feel that constant tug and that there's just a feeling and sense where this is, this life that I'm living right now is not what's best for us. And I really feel that, when the time is right, he calls us to do it, and we have to honor it, and it's for our kids, So that's amazing advice. Thank you, Sarah, so much for being on my show today. I hope that you can come back again and we can chat more. And I can't wait to see where you all are going to be in a year. I mean, if there's the sky is limitless for you all.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jenna. I can't wait to head out to the farm again. So, thank you so much.
Yes. Sierra was an amazing teacher for our kiddos. They were amazed at the so I was an I didn't even just didn't even realize the whole process of what's involved and everything that you craft. I mean, it's the heart and soul that goes into each piece of soap that you make. And I just remember our kiddos just staring at you like, is she really doing this right now? You're a wonderful teacher, and I just can't wait to have you back, and yeah, and back at farm school to help teach our kiddos. So thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you all for joining us today.
Hey mama, thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself, read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today. And I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.